I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. I want to talk about choosing the better part. There's a really famous scripture story where Jesus was hanging out at Mary and Martha's house, and Martha was doing a lot of cooking and cleaning, and Mary was sitting down at his feet, and Martha eventually complains, like, Lord, tell my sister to help me serve. And he said, Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things. Mary has chosen the better part, the better portion. It won't be taken from her. This strikes a lot of people, if they misunderstand it, as an unfair story, because the natural response of any busy person is, well, who's going to do the cooking and cleaning, and who's going to run this business, and who's going to take care of my family, and who's going to do all this stuff? Note this, Jesus did not say, Martha, Martha, stop working, right? He said, focus on the better part. Don't be anxious and worried about many things. Stay focused on the one thing. And this cuts to the heart of how to run a successful business, that stay focused on your why. Why did you start it in the first place? Don't get so lost in the how of daily business life that you're forgetting your why. And that's important with faith, with life, with relationships, with everything.
Yeah, and we don't want to diminish the power of this message, because the ultimate why in life is, for us that are followers of Jesus, is Him and living our lives that way. But it is a good analogy for other things that we do, and we can get caught up in the to-dos that we've forgotten why we started doing this. And then you can apply that up the ladder and realize that why we do anything is ultimately to give glory to God. And so it is very understandable. Most of us can relate to Martha and say, gosh, that doesn't seem fair. But what I love about what Jesus said is that He said, you're anxious about many things. Mm. So it wasn't that she wasn't unentitled to say, hey, Mary, could you help me out here? But she was anxious. She was frustrated about it. Or she could have just sat down and said, hey, you guys, we're not going to eat for a while. I want to sit here and listen to this too. And when we don't have anxiety around that, we'll choose those things. Or we'll ask for help. And so I think what this is just a reminder that there's something higher, something more important going on. And if we get dragged down into the to-dos, discipline for the sake of discipline, we lose sight of the joy that's meant to be in everything we're doing.
Yeah, and don't just be busy, be occupied, right? Don't be fractured with your tasks. Have the one thing in your head. And I love, Pat, that you brought that in. When you keep the one thing about life and why we exist in the first place front and center in your heart and mind, all the other things tend to fall in place, right? That's the better portion. That's the better part.
Yeah. Let's pray. God, help us to always remember that you are the part that matters, the better part. And help us to remember that there's a reason why we do the things we do. Help us to focus on that and not to experience anxiety or tension when we shouldn't. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.